All right. So I wanted to finish off our mission month with a few inspiring words, hopefully. And I do have some PowerPoint for this too, Gina. Thank you for filling in up there. So this month we've been focusing on missional living. We will go into our neighborhoods and around the world to express the love and hope of Jesus. And God's mission is not just for professionals like Coop, Browning, and Buss. Every one of us is invited into God's mission to join it. And you'll be surprised how much joy you get when God opens doors and uses you to reach others in your world. When you muster up the courage to walk across your street to share Jesus with your neighbor, maybe starting with a lasagna, or with your toolkit in hand, or with an invitation to dinner at your place. It can be scary, but God has a way of blessing you with far more than you lose in the risk. In Romans 10, 14 and 15, Paul calls the church back to its mission zeal. Listen to these great verses. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We now live in a post-Christian culture here on the West Coast. And this is still the cry of our world. Listen, how can we believe in the one of whom we have not heard? I am amazed at the amount of people that I meet today who have no idea of the Christian story. For some in your family, on your team, at work, at school, you're the only Jesus that they'll ever know. And people are looking at how He makes a difference in your life. Does your faith change your attitude? How you talk, how you act, how you drink, how you play sports, how you do business? Oh, that our lives would point clearly to Jesus. And it's the presence of Jesus flowing through us, or as Buchanan said last week, how we rage with compassion that impacts family, friends, and neighbors most. Christian band Casting Crowns capture it well in their great song, Life Song. Lord, I give my life a living sacrifice to reach a world in need, to be Your hands and feet. So may the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing to You. What does your life song sing? In his book, Your Church is Too Safe, Mark Buchanan charges us, may you and your church so resemble Jesus, the neighbor who moved into your neighborhood, that all other neighbors, seeing you, also catch a glimpse of Him. And from its earliest days, the church has existed as a launching pad for people to be sent out. And yet, sadly, many churches and Christians have turned inward in our day. And Romans 10 reminds, we do not exist for ourselves. We mustn't become preoccupied only with the activities that happen inside these four walls. Some of Jesus' last words to His followers, as the Father has sent Me, even so, now I am sending you. Reality is, people can only come to believe in Jesus when they hear about Him. And most can only hear about Jesus when we go out and tell them about Him. And I want to let you off the hook a bit this morning to say that the way you do it will look different from the way I do it. You see, God loves to use our natural God-given passions, gifts, and interests as a venue to invite others to Him. For example, Mark Coop loves skateboarding, and God's planted that love in Mark's heart, and God's used that powerfully. Charlotte loves art. She's a great artist. And I love sports. But I can use my passion to serve only Me. Or I can offer it up for God to use, for connecting with others in ways that bring glory to Him, ways that speak, spark conversations, and invite people to Jesus. Living a life of invitation. Will this be part of your story? So, North Shore Alliance Church, take a moment and look at your feet. Just look at your feet. They're beautiful. Well, maybe not yet. I want to encourage you to get your feet ready. Make your feet beautiful. The thing that makes your feet beautiful is what? The good news of Jesus, right? Will you give, pray, go far, and especially go near in 2015? We are looking for more people to jump in on God's mission. And I tell you, it's simply the best thing to give your life to on the planet. Amen.